I'm Brenda Fisher, Talent and Literary Manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, Chief Digital Talent Officer at RSA Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Brenda Fisher, and I'm on my own today. Jacqueline Reynolds is out and about in La La Land and will join us on a future episode. So today, I have some amazing managers that I'm super excited to introduce you all to. Laura Gibson from 1111 Entertainment and Chelsea Striano from Brave Artist Management. Ladies.
Hi, I'm Laura Gibson from 1111 Entertainment. I've been doing this for, I always say 10 years, but in reality, it's been 17. I just don't like to age myself. And I am originally from Indiana and, you know, love what I do.
Wow. So you started managing when you were 10?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Look at you go. Chelsea?
Hi, my name is Chelsea Striano, and I work at Brave Artist Management in Los Angeles. We're a full-service talent management company. There are about 10 of us managers at the company. I am the newest one. I just started working at this specific company in August, so it's been super, super great. I work primarily with kids, teens, and young adults, but I also have some actors in their 60s who act like young adults.
As they should.
So I usually say like 6 to 60, but I primarily kids, teens, and young adults.
Nice. We like to say from babies to the grave.
Wow. There you go.
We want to keep you forever. You guys are amazing. And welcome to Babe, the Badass Babes of Entertainment.
Woo-hoo!
And woo, yes.
Love it.
Yes. We were in a showcase together on Valentine's Day of all days.
The day I was like, oh, I'd rather just do a showcase. Who needs love? Not me.
Right. Let's do a showcase. Let's meet some new fantastic actors instead. They never let us down, right?
That's right.
That's right. That's why we love what we do. And I just thought you were fabulous and belonged on this podcast because fellow badass babes. And I love that you guys are managers too. And again, we've been talking about this, it seems like, with every woman that I talk to about the fact that instead of being so competitive, we need to lift each other up and we need to say, you're amazing. I love you guys. There's enough business for all of us here. There's just so many actors here, and it's, you know, to try to reach out and help everybody, you just can't. So I've looked at it this way. It's so great to see, you know, other badass babes out there that are, you know, lifting other people up and helping people develop their careers. And I just think that's fantastic. And I would like to know from both of you, is there a specific woman that has been in your lives that you would like to do a shout out to because they've done something amazing to help lift you up in your lifetime?
My gosh.
Anybody that stands out that you're just like, oh yeah, I have to.
In the industry or just in life?
How about one person in the industry and one person in life?
Well, I'll start with the industry. One of my very first internships was with Lindsay. She's the owner of Zuri Model and Talent. So Lindsay Stewart.
I know Lindsay. She's fabulous. Yay.
So she was one of the very first people to ever offer me my first internship. And then I moved to New York and I got in a really sticky situation with an agency that wasn't real. It was a whole mess. And I was just coming out of internship and I was taking any job that was, of course, offered to me. And she helped me get out of that sticky situation and wanted nothing in return. She was just so, so, so amazing. And like, I totally accredit her to my 2 years in New York making it through that, because she called me multiple times and like the phone calls and the pep talks. I feel like she kept me going through it when I had nobody or didn't understand the industry in the slightest. So I love Lindsay. I think she's fantastic.
Yay, Lindsay from Zuri. I love
that. Yeah, Lindsay from Zuri. And then in my personal life, I would probably say my mom has been like obviously my biggest supporter, I think, through all of this. I started you know, I went to school for musical theater, which is like obviously not this at all. But when I, you know, told her that I was making the switch and this is kind of what I wanted to do full time and no longer perform or anything like that in college, she was super supportive. She's the person that always puts on her Facebook like shout outs first when I book a series regular or recurring. She's like, watch Chelsea's client on this. Watch Chelsea's client on this. She's so great. So she's the number one cheerleader for sure.
That is amazing. I love that. Yay, mom.
Yay, mom. Go, Judy.
Go, Judy. Oh, my gosh. My mom's name is Judy, too.
No way.
That's awesome. Laura, if you tell me your mom's name is Judy.
It's not. It's Marcia.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
It's funny, though, because we always get Marcia because it's M-A-R-C-I-A.
Okay.
So
everybody, every time they call, I'm like, telemarketer. It was really easy when I was young to know.
That's a good way to tell for sure.
Yes. For me, I think in the industry, I've been so blessed to have so many amazing women in my life that it would be really hard to kind of just pick one. You know, I started working at UTA under Tracy Jacobs, and I was really, really lucky to have her kind of show me how the business works and what to do. I mean, she's definitely hard, smart, fierce. So it was great. But then, you know, I had Joni Burstein, who was an amazing person.
Love Joni.
One of my favorite people.
She's amazing.
Really helped me. And then Lori Bartlett, when I went to ICM, was just probably one of the best women to work for ever. And then, you know, Tracy Stein-Sapir was fantastic when I decided to go management, who really kind of helped me figure out what I wanted and how to sign. And, you know, so I've been really blessed on this side.
That was awesome. And of course, shout out to Marcia.
Well, that's what the same. It would have to be my mom and my father passed when I was young, and my mom was just so amazing and brave and strong and really handled everything very well and took care of my sister and I. So
dang, that's
definitely my mom
for her. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
That is amazing. You guys are so awesome. See, I love hearing these stories because you just, unless you ask, you just don't know that, you know, these other people have helped blaze a path and were there for you when you were starting out. And now you guys are...
When I was crying on the floor in New York because I was there with no money and no job. And
that would have been awful.
That would have been.
Yeah.
New York is rough.
And, it was a hot mess. I'm so glad I did it, but I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I was so lucky that my mom helped me. And I lived with my sister when I first moved out here because... No, way back in my day, I started at an agency making $350 a week based off of the 47-hour work week.
Yeah, and I was an assistant at Innovative, so I totally could.
So living out in LA or New York on that type of money was not easy.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. So let me ask you both this. So during the pandemic, and then now with us, you know, slowly but surely, hopefully coming out of it, what do you think is going to be the biggest difference going forward that is completely different than where we were before the pandemic when it comes to the industry?
I think self-tapes are here to stay forever, which makes our job a lot harder because instead of just sending them off into the room to do their audition and then having no real contact after that, it's, you know, watching the tape, giving notes, watching the tape, giving notes, downloading the tape, sending the tape, putting the tape on Vimeo or putting the tape on EcoCast. So it's definitely a lot more work for us. But I definitely think the biggest thing is that self-tapes across the board are definitely here to stay.
Well, and one of the things that really I was thinking about too was that before the pandemic, casting was big on the hand sanitizer and not shaking hands and really trying not to pick up every germ that came through their office because they're seeing hundreds of people sometimes. And now, you know, we were saying, Lord, they're going to want to be, you know, wrapped in hazmat suits if they're, you know, ever seeing people again in person because they were very cautious prior to this happening. So I absolutely agree. I think the self-tapes are going to be here to stay at least, you know, minimum first round, if not for callback as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one good thing, though, off of the self-tapes, though, I agree, it's a lot of extra work for us on our end. But the one good thing is that I feel like it's kind of opened up that door a little bit more for some people who don't usually get that shot to get into the room and have that chance. And, you know, right before this phone call, before we got on here, I booked a girl as a series regular on Long Slow Exhale, and she doesn't have a credit.
Yeah. Gosh.
Because
that's amazing.
Now, I'm not saying she wouldn't have gotten in the room. She might have. You never know. But it's just, this has opened it up for more people to have the opportunity to be seen.
Absolutely.
You
know,
I agree too, because we've had the same experience. People that had never booked before were booking during the pandemic, and we were so excited. I think casting called us one day about a little boy who was 8 years old and had never booked before. And when they said he was their choice, we were screaming. We had them on speaker. We're screaming.
The best.
It was the best. And it was funny. Casting was like, whoa, I didn't realize I was going to get, you know, that kind of reception. And we're like, oh, you just don't understand. We're just so excited right now. But it was great. So I guess there is silver lining here. I guess with every door that closes, another one opens. And, you know, maybe that's our door, that we're getting more opportunities for people who haven't built their credits up yet and don't have a great resume yet. Yeah.
I definitely think that. And it also gives the actors a chance to be able to perfect their performance, which yes. I think is really great. You know, they're able to do it as many times as they need to do to feel like they're giving their best performance. And I'm not getting those phone calls of like, oh, I totally bombed it in the room. Can you call casting and see if I can send a follow-up tape?
Right.
You know, they're truly happy with their performance because they got to choose which one to send. So I think that's a blessing for the actor as well.
Absolutely.
It's definitely been more fun to watch though, because we always wonder sometimes what they're doing in the room when they're not booking or when they're getting close. We're always kind of curious. And, you know, I used to tell people when I was doing a showcase or something to watch yourself on tape, because you see the little ticks you make, whether it's your hands moving too much, whether it's playing with your hair, whether it's a sway, because mm-hmm. when you're looking in the camera, it comes off so much different. And so now they can kind of see that because they have to do it on their own all the time.
Right.
Yes. Yes, that is very true. I've gotten excited too, because I've seen some amazing tapes, like the ones that are still auditioning, still here, that, you know, haven't run for the hills, so to speak, during the pandemic and are still fighting it out. They're really going for it. And I've just seen some amazing performances. Like, I just sent an email back to a gal yesterday and said, I think that was like your best work ever. I was really excited for her.
They definitely have had, like you said, the chance to perfect it. Sometimes too much. You know, you don't want to get in your head. You don't want to keep going and trying to do. I mean, you know, you're never going to be perfect on it. So
totally. I always say you're probably going to get your best performance no later than like the third take, because at that point you're just overthinking it. Mm-hmm. So you really want to be like natural, but still give yourself a chance or two, like a take or two to kind of get into it. But after the third-ish take, you're probably going to like want to take a break or send one of the first three.
Yes, for sure. You don't want to give yourself a nervous breakdown over it. That's awesome. Well, thanks, ladies. You are absolutely fabulous and are now honorary members of the Badass Babes of Entertainment.
Woo! I love it.
Yes.
So exciting. So,
Laura Gibson from 1111 Entertainment and Chelsea Striano from Brave Artist Management.
We go by BAM.
BAM.
BAM, Brave Artist Management. BAM! I get to use a lot of cool GIFs when I send people like auditions.
Yes. Now I understand your emails too. I think I saw one of those in there and I'm like, that looks really cool.
There you go.
I didn't even put it together. Oh Lord, now I have it.
There you go.
All right.
Now you'll know forever. You'll never forget.
Management. I will not forget it, I promise. And we need to do brunch.
Absolutely.
That would be so much fun.
I mean, all right. As long as it still has the margaritas since we
were talking about them. I was just going to say, is there alcohol involved? I'll take it.
Oh, always. There has to be, right? It's not brunch without a really
It's not brunch without a mimosa.
Yeah. That's right. A mimosa or a margarita or exactly. Bloody Mary.
100%. Woo-hoo.
Yes. For all of it.
Yes. Or one each.
Yes.
Sold.
With some food.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Love it. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks for taking time out of your day. I know it's crazy busy today with the holiday being yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
Really appreciate it. I
loved it. Thank you so much for having us.
And you both look so fabulous for working from home. You guys are gorgeous.
Well, I put on like some mascara just for the occasion. Because.
Wow. If that's just mascara, girl, you've got it going on.
This is just my regular face. It did nothing.
You're like, I'm just, well, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, you're only 27, so.
Yeah, I'm young, remember?
That's right. That's right. Well, thanks again, ladies. And I hope
you
and your shout outs will listen to your episode when it comes out and the other episodes of the Badass Babes of Entertainment, because we learn something every day about each other. I love this. All right. Bye, ladies. If there is a topic you would like us to cover, just message us. We'll check our messages often. Becca Thomas and Lauren Rosen from Commercial Talent Agency. They were my brunch buddies along with Alicia from DDO. These lovely ladies are so much fun and they have the best stories. They were cracking me up. They are fabulous entertainers for sure. And you guys being the agents, it's so great to see that you, you know, have such a great sense of humor and you're so much fun to be around and you're just great people. So I wanted to chat with you ladies about what you've been experiencing business-wise during the pandemic and how, you know, you've been coping with the changes and what the biggest changes seem to have been for you.
Well, it's definitely been slow. That's number one, for sure. It's been slow and it's definitely picking back up now, which is great. I mean, this has been our real first year of being like a new theatrical department at Commercial
right.
Talent. We didn't even get to have like a real pilot season last year. And now this is the pilot season, which is still kind of interesting. But yeah, it's been slow.
Yeah, it's definitely been a change.
Yeah, you say that it, you know, you've been slow, but honestly, like, you know, we work with a lot of agents and you guys have been very consistent throughout the pandemic, I have to say. So kudos to you.
It's hard to like know because we don't see like emails from other agents. So it's like, what's right. everyone else getting?
No, I've been very, very proud of you ladies. You've been doing a great job. Yeah. So don't worry about that at all.
Thanks, Brenda.
You're welcome. Lauren, how about you?
I mean, I think it's definitely been a little bit of a roller coaster. When everything first hit, it was pretty dead, not even slow. It was pretty dead. And then, so it was just kind of, you know, end of summer when things were kind of starting to pick back up a bit, just
right.
getting back in the swing of things and, you know, adjusting to the new normal, you know, as everybody says. But I think we've kind of gotten the hang of it. Working from home has proven to be pretty good for us. I think we both enjoy it. We both find
good.
Ourselves still being pretty productive.
That's half the battle, isn't it?
It yeah. really is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because Gina and I, like, we can't sit still for very long. So the first 2 weeks of the pandemic, we were like, okay, cool. This is like a vacation. And I took the dogs to the dog park every day. And, you know, it was great out in the sunshine. And then it was like, okay, it's been 2 weeks. So
we
have to be like getting towards the end of this, right? So what are we going to do now? And I'm sitting in what used to be our storage closet. This lovely...
Wow.
ISO booth used to be a storage closet, and we decided let's build an isolation booth for voiceover, and we can do voiceover things in here, and we can do podcasts, and like, oh yeah, this can be great. Yeah, I didn't realize how much work it was going to be. We had to tear out walls. We had to tear out the ceiling. 3 weeks later, we're ready to choke each other and like, why did we do this again? But it, you know, we were too far gone. We were like, we have to finish it now. And, but we did it. And now it works so great. And I'm really happy we did. I feel like we were productive. And then we completely revamped our website as well. I don't know if you ladies have taken a look lately.
Oh, no. I check that out.
Yeah. You'll definitely get a chuckle out of it when you see it.
You guys were definitely productive.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. It was like a little bit too productive, I think, because now we're exhausted. We're like, why did we decide to take on all that? And then all of a sudden it got busy, like it picked up again. And then we're like, oh, geez, now we're like going 100 miles an hour. And
oh, man.
And in here like 7 days a week. I was like, oh, that was a great idea.
Like, now we have a podcast. So
now
more
we have
work for us.
Yes. And more deadlines and, you know, taking on even more voiceover, helping everybody with their voiceover auditions and all of that. It's been interesting, but I definitely think it was a good thing. What is the biggest positive that you feel that you've gotten out of the pandemic, and except for working from home, you can't use that one again.
Dang it. You mean like on a personal level or on a work level?
Like something, it could be anything, something that you're like, you know what, this happened and this was a good thing.
Working out is definitely so nice because we used to work from 9:30 to 6:30 every day. And then it was like an hour's worth of driving each way. So it's like, when do you have time to work out? So you don't. But now that we work from home, we can wake up a little earlier and go out for a hike or a walk or a jog. And it's really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's funny because I think I've actually had clients say, hey, I see you on Becca's social media. She's out hiking. And I'm like, good for her. You go, Becca.
I know. Wow. Too many clients follow me on Instagram.
Right?
It's a problem.
Like, pretty soon you're like, yeah, I got to post this later because if they think I'm up here right now when I'm supposed to be working.
I always try to post things before 9:30 or as like, you know, a throwback later.
There
the day,
you go. You know? Yeah. Because, you know, our own lives, you know that, right?
Oh, of course.
No. Never. 9:30 to 6:30. I'm here constantly.
Yes. I am glued to that computer and that
exactly.
phone.
Exactly. Glued to my chair.
That's right. How about you, Lauren?
Well, she kind of stole mine, but I was just going to say, you know, just personal health kind of overall, definitely fitness. We loved working in the office, but it was a bit draining in that aspect. Just the whole day was kind of shot. You can't do simple things like go to the bank when you need to. So just a little bit more freedom has been crazy good for us, I think. Yeah.
When you work where you live, you're, you know, you're already home. There's no commute. So
exactly.
Yeah. And Beck and I both had a pretty big commute. So
yes,
I think I remember time.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So I know that's one of the things that I did too, is I started a garden in my little backyard and
nice.
Yeah, I was really excited. I just got some tomatoes off of it and broccoli. My broccoli is doing really well.
Oh yum.
Yeah. And my son eats it as fast as I can grow it. And I'm like, okay, wow. all this work and he, you know, is eating it in like a day.
At least he's eating his veggies.
Right. I'm like, how does that work? So, but it is fun. It's, you know, it's nice to see something that I can actually grow and not kill. So that was,
yes,
that was a positive
thing. Especially with
the season. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. And going into the winter and my broccoli is still growing. So I was really excited about that.
Kudos to you. My office plant died. So
sorry.
I think mine's still kicking.
Nice. Is anybody watering it?
Yeah, because Neil and Sheila go in about like once or twice a week just to do like the accounting and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Do a little plant watering.
So they water our plants. But or mine, I guess.
The only one who didn't make it.
Yours missed you too much.
There you go. I like that.
It died like 2 weeks after we left.
Okay, so it was clearly me.
You guys are the best. I miss you guys so much.
When all this foolishness is over, we can all hang out and go to brunch again.
Yes, for sure. I've actually been to brunch since the restaurants opened again. Where did we go? Somewhere in West Hollywood. I totally forget the name of it, but it was with another manager, Jennifer DeBray from ATN Management, and we bonded, and I just had her on the show too. Yeah, she is fantastic, and I have realized, I think during the pandemic, that I wanted to network more and talk to more managers and more women in the business and find out how they got started and got into this crazy business. It's really interesting to see how much we all love it and how much we're really excited to see other people's success. You know, we talk about that a lot, that we want to lift other women in this industry up and be more supportive of each other. And you guys are like a couple of my favorite people in the entire industry. I'll just have you know.
Oh my
God. So you definitely are badass babes and you had to be on the podcast. So you were like one of my first thoughts. I'm like, oh, I have to have Becca and Lauren on here.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
I love being here.
So now, do you guys have animals?
Oh, of course. I have a little puppy named Boomer.
That's right. I remember you said you had
If you
Boomer.
Look on my Instagram, you'll see
you'll see lots of Boomer. What kind of dog is Boomer?
He's a little Havanese puppy, so he's 3 right now.
Aw.
He's a handful, that's for sure, but love him to death.
Well, and you get to spend lots of time with him right now.
That is a big plus. I get to be with him all the time.
I think the animals scored the biggest when it came to the pandemic because owners are home. They're taking them out for walks and going to the dog park because that's still open. And then I know that the shelters were saying that they had tons of people reaching out and rescues, you know, trying to adopt animals because people were finally home enough to be with them. So I thought that was really great. Not looking forward to when everyone goes back work and people panicking, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with my animal now. But, you know, maybe they didn't think that through from the beginning. That happens.
Yeah, it happens. It's
that happens, you know. So, Lauren, how about you? Animals?
I do not anymore. I had some family puppies, but not anymore.
Not out on your own, huh?
No.
Well, you can always go to the dog park and play with other people's dogs, because that's what the dogs go to the park for. They play with other dogs, but
can
they want
to
see
dog
people.
Park without a dog?
Yes, people do it all the time. I dress my dogs up in little Disney dresses. I'm not kidding. Well, that's the girl dogs. And then the boy, Swanee, I always put him in something very rugged and manly, sometimes his security shirt, because he thinks he's a big dog, even though he's a poodle. So the big girls are in their Disney dresses, and he's in his little outfit, and we're at the dog park. And it's so funny because the women are always like, oh my gosh, how cute. And, you know, they love it. And then the men just like shake their heads like, oh my gosh, you're traumatizing your poor dog. And I just look at him and say, listen, I don't have little kids, okay? I need this.
Oh, man. I know. I don't think I've ever been to the dog park, actually.
Oh, it's so much fun. I go every
it
weekend.
It looks like it'd be fun.
Yeah. It's fun. The dogs live for it. Oh, my gosh. My three get so excited. They want to put on their clothes, which... I don't think most dogs probably like clothes, but mine do because they know they're going to the park. I have them conditioned that they're like, put it on quick. I know we're going to go. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there you go, you guys. You can go to the dog park without a dog to visit dog. Fun?
I'll go with you and Boomer. How about that?
Perfect.
There you go. See, we could do that.
Yeah.
We can't do brunch. We could hang out at the dog
park. Boomer
doesn't
really touch the ground. He's carried his whole
life.
He's
carried everywhere. He doesn't know that his legs work.
Boomer is a little freaking princess.
He's a little princess, yeah.
That's awesome. He's like, pick me up.
Yeah, he just likes to be carried.
Well, understood. Especially if you're the only dog in a family that seems to have multiple members that will just, you know, do whatever Boomer wants.
Oh, it's true. You know it.
Oh, yeah. I can just imagine. Spoiled
whatever
rotten.
Boom wants, Boom gets.
Yep. And that's the way it should be. Dogs should live their best life. I really think that.
Too.
Yes.
We're obsessed with them, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
Every time I'm on a hike, I see a dog and I literally squeal each time. Like, I get annoyed at myself. I'm like, what am I doing? It's just a dog. What? Oh, I love them all. Love them all.
Yep.
I saw a corgi this morning. Oh my gosh. Oh. So cute. Oh, the way they waddle.
Yes, their little wiggle butts.
So cute.
They get so excited.
Sorry,
there are lots of corgis at my dog park too, ladies. So there you go.
There you go.
You'll have to join me one day.
Yeah, definitely.
So before we go, I want to ask each of you to do a shout out for a badass babe in your life that has been an inspiration or has helped you along your way in this industry.
Well, one of our coworkers, Sarah Angeli, is great. She's a non-union commercial agent at Commercial Talent, and she's always very helpful to us, and we love her a lot.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So shout out to her.
Shout out, Sarah.
How about you, Lauren?
I guess I'll do a shout out to Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah. She was just always amazing with us from the start. Just kind of took us under her wing, and she was, you know, really young like us, so we could relate to her, but she was just always so motivated and driven and just kind of showed us the ropes. And I really appreciated that.
That's awesome. And she's speaking of Alicia from DDO, another agency, another badass babe in this industry. And she's so funny because she just has this like old soul about her, even though she is young. Yeah, she's no nonsense kick-ass type of gal.
Yeah.
For sure. We love her.
Definitely.
We love her and we miss brunching, Alicia. Hopefully by summer everything will be back to normal, and
that would be great.
That would be so great. It's like we may have to wear masks for the rest of our lives, but there will be brunch.
But as long as we can brunch, we'll be okay.
We'll be okay. Everything's better with brunch. Absolutely. Well, awesome, ladies. I know you have lots to do and you're still working. And thank you so much for taking the time out. And that must be Boomer that I'm seeing in the background.
Yes.
Oh, Boomer. He's so cute. Our listeners can't see him, but he is the cutest thing ever. And I could see why you would want to carry him around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He's fluffy.
He is adorable. All right, ladies, this has been Becca Thomas and Lauren Rosen from Commercial Talent Agency here in LA, a couple of badass babes in our entertainment industry. And thanks so much, ladies, for being fabulous because you are. I really, really appreciate you guys. All right, ladies, have a great day and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. You can follow us on all things social media, Insta at Babes of Entertainment, Twitter, Babe_podcast, and Facebook at Babes of Entertainment. You got it? Now come on.